All right, guys. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, March 7, 2024. It is 8 a.m. Good having you with us. All right. So, what should we do? Well, let's get a weather report. Before we do that, I have to load up my website because I don't even have my profile up. That cog keyboard clacking. That's my fault, though. Well, don't blame me. I guess you could, but it's fine. But anyway, here's the weather now. Right now in Dallas, it is 30 degrees outside Fahrenheit with few clouds. Very nice weather, guys. Thank God that snow left us out, but oh well. But we don't need snow now. It's getting close to spring now. What we need is spring weather, guys. But we're still having below freezing temperatures, so that's still kind of odd, but hopefully we'll still suffice for this, guys. So we'll see. Later today, there we go. I don't think I got it out, but it's fine. Okay, I did now. Don't want to know. Later today, it'll be few clouds again with 48 degrees high, 28 low. Tomorrow, it'll be overcast with 54 high, 30 low. Saturday, it'll be raining with a 48 high. I think, yep, 48 high and a 39 low. Sunday, it'll be raining again with a 43 high and a 37 low. Monday, it'll be raining once again with a 45 high and a 39 low. Tuesday, it'll be raining with a 50 high and a 39 low. Wednesday, it'll be 52 high and 37 low, and that's as far as it'll go. Actually, no, Wednesday, it's just going to be overcast. I stand corrected. I don't know what I was saying. Because there's no raindrops showing up on there, it's just overcast. But I'll repeat the temperatures again for Wednesday. It's 52 high, 37 low. Go away. Anyway, let's see what the latest story that Oregonian has to offer. Looks like it's a video. Well, we're not here to watch videos, because this is radio, not TV. If you want to watch videos, go to KJTV. That's my YouTube channel, by the way. Let's read the second latest story, which is Battlegrounds Northwood Public House and Brewing celebrating 10 years of building a legacy. Alright, yeah, we can't read this, it's paywalled. Next story, Franklin High School senior Julia Dixon joins 2024 Portland Rose Festival Court. Okay, we can read this at least. That's good. Alright, Julia Dixon was crowned Wednesday at Franklin High School's representative on the 2024 Portland Rose Festival Court. The Franklin senior plans to become a clinical physiologist. And at Franklin, she has participated in theater, after all. Rose Festival Court announcements begin March 5th now. That was actually 2 days ago, but it's okay. The additional members of the court so far are Helene Redbird of Roosevelt High School. And in all, 15 students from Portland area high schools will serve on the court now. And each will receive a $3,500 scholarship courtesy of the Randall Group and one-on-one mentorship arranged by United Community Credit Union. Different bank, but okay. Excuse me. Announcements will continue on Thursday at Ida B. Wells High School and will conclude on March 22nd when the Benson High School court member will be announced. The 2024 Queen of Rosiera will be crowned on June 7th. The Rose Festival kicks off with fireworks and city fairs opening May 24th and culminating with the Grand Floral Parade on June 8th. Read more about Princess Julia as told to the Portland Rose Festival. Here's her career plans. My main career plan is to become a clinical physiologist, but I have also considered careers in film acting, screenwriting, and producing. Her high school activities and honors are Voice of Democracy, Certificate of Merit, second in school for Oregon Battle of the Books, remember that, folks? Published poems, Sneeka Ridge with Literary Arts, Franklin Talks Race Student Leader, Thespians Club Social Media Manager. Hobbies and special interests. I like to act in Franklin Theater productions, sing and write songs. I also love reading, hiking, and hanging out with my friends. What are you most proud of during your high school career, huh? I am most proud of being Ursula in The Little Mermaid this past fall. I have seen every play and musical at my high school since I was 6. It has always been my dream to play a lead in a Franklin musical. Nice! What is your favorite Rose Festival event and why? My favorite Rose Festival event is the Grand Floral Parade. No surprise there! It is such a magical celebration of different cultures and organizations coming together to celebrate the Portland community. I also love that all the floats are made mostly from seeds. It is a great testament to Portland's ingenuity and appreciation for the nature. And this story was written by Grant Butler, by the way. If you have a tip for her, for him, you can contact him via phone at 503-221-8566. Or you can email him at gbutler@oregonian.com, or you can contact him via Twitter at Grant Butler, or now known as X. Not like it really matters, but that's just how it is. Screw you too, Elon Musk. So I'm sorry about that, but I always throw that in when I mention about Twitter. I'm sorry, but I kind of have to. It's just a little joke I do. Every time on the air, really. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, yeah. Coming up in the next segment, we're gonna do food talk, guys. No surprise there as well. I'm hoping to share something different with you guys. I just ate chocolate chip waffles earlier, so maybe I'll try to find a recipe with that. I'll just search chocolate chip waffles on food.com and see if I can find something for you guys. If not, I'll just do a general Google search and see if I can find something that way. How about that? But anyway, let me go ahead and put the commercial in really quick so I can get that over with. One. Here we go. Alright. We are going to play, as far as music is concerned, we're going to play, Everybody, Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Uzi Vert, and, Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat. Two good songs, by the way. They're technically both rap songs, actually, but really good. Obviously, of course, no surprise there, really. I might have to talk over a little bit, guys, because I need to let this be even a little bit, so there you go. And by the way, I finally got Dustform Lycanroc and I'm Pokemon Go, by the way. No joke, I did, really. I'll tell you more about that at 9 a.m., by the way, guys. But anyway, coming up at 8:20 a.m. is Food Talk. So stay tuned more. That's Freaky Fox Radio Morning Club with Food Talk. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Paint the Town Red by Dodger Cat. And everybody featuring Lil Uzi Vert by Nicki Minaj right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yeah! Alright. It was a little bit tricky for me to find these chocolate chip waffles, but I decided instead just to share these waffle iron cookies with chocolate frosting. It's not really the same, but it's a unique cookie recipe. It's not done in the oven, but it's cooked in the waffle iron. Yeah. It's ready in an hour. There's 11 ingredients. It yields 2.5 dozen. Interesting. Here are the ingredients for the cookies. Okay, here are the ingredients. For the cookies, you'll need 2 ounces of unsweetened chocolate squares. Interesting. 1/2 cup of butter. 2 eggs. 3/4 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, frosting, you'll need 1/4 cup of butter, softened, 1/4 cup of butter softened, that's right, 1.5 tablespoons of cocoa, 1.5 cups of powdered sugar that's sifted, 2 to 3 tablespoons of milk, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Now, here are the directions. We'll start with the cookies. Combine the chocolate squares and 1/2 cup of butter in the top of a double boiler. Bring the water to a boil. Reduce heat to low and cook until the chocolate and butter melt, stirring occasionally. Then set aside. Combine the eggs, sugar, and vanilla in a medium mixing bowl. Beat at medium speed of an electric mixer until blended. Add flour and reserved chocolate mixture. Mix well. Then, preheat the waffle iron. Drop dough by 2 teaspoonfuls onto the iron. Close the iron and bake for 1 to 1.5 minutes or until done. Let cool on wire racks. Continue cooking the cookies or until your dough is done. Top with the frosting once they are cool. And speaking of the frosting, let's go ahead and do with the frosting now. Cream the butter, add the cocoa, beating well at medium speed of an electric mixture. Gradually add the powdered sugar, milk, and vanilla, beat until smooth. Once you're done, top them on the cookies once they are cool, as I said earlier. And that's it. That's the waffle iron cookies with the chocolate frosting. So it's kind of an interesting recipe with a little different of a take there. It's not the same thing I wanted to share, but it's quite different, actually. Very quite different. Okay, it took us back to the top again, so I'll have to go for all of this again. Darn it. Lemon waffles, what's this? Waffles are definitely a weekend breakfast treat. This recipe comes from Christine Crushing. I'm not even gonna bother reading all this crap. This stuff is all boring stuff. But yeah, it does take a while to cook. It's ready in 1 hour and 5 minutes. Yields 6 waffles. What else? There's 9 ingredients. I'll go ahead and read them. You'll need 1 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour. Make sure it's sifted. 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, whatever, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, one lemon, make sure it's a zest of, and make sure it's grated. If you don't know what the zest is of a lemon, it's basically the skin. And then you'll also need 1 3/4 cups of 2% low-fat milk at room temperature, 1/4 cup melted butter, 3 eggs separated at room temperature, and 2 tablespoons of icing sugar. Interesting. Alright, here are the directions now. I'm not going to bother reading the steps. Directions. Sift together the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt into a bowl. Stir in the lemon zest, which of course is the lemon skin, not like it really matters, but that's just how it is. In there, a bowl, whisk together the milk, melted butter, add the egg and the egg yolks until smooth. Make a well in the dry ingredients and gradually stir in the wet until it is combined. Do not continue to stir. Cover with plastic wrap. Let stand covered for about 30 minutes. Preheat the waffle iron according to manufacturer's instructions, okay? In a clean dry bowl, whisk the egg whites until fluffy. Gradually add the icing sugar while continuing to beat until the whites hold soft peaks. Fold gently into the batter. And last but not least, ladle the batter into the prepared waffle iron and cook according to manufacturer's instructions. And there you go, that's lemon waffles. What's interesting though is it uses lemon zest instead of lemon juice. But that is quite interesting, but sometimes that does end up being the case. But it is what it is. But yeah, and yes, lemons, the zest does mean the skin, by the way. Which is kind of surprising, really, but yes, that is what zest means. It's the skin of a fruit. Kind of interesting, isn't it, really? Anyway, we're going to go ahead and park commercial in now, guys, while we're at it. Doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me. And we are going to play, of course, no surprise here, Daylight, David Kushner, and of course we're going to play Is It Over Now by Taylor Swift. I still got a little bit left to talk with you guys, but I also wanted to talk about that Lycanroc. I know I shouldn't be spoiling this until 9 a.m., but you know what, I just want to tell you about it right now. We were doing a raid, yesterday at the city park. It was the Annie Laddie Memorial Bench. There's a gym there. It was a red gym, by the way. And it was a rock rough at first, but I found out there was one evolution it had, and it was indeed Dust Form Lycanroc. So I had the opportunity to evolve. I had enough candy, did it, and it was indeed Dust Form. I even made it my buddy. I'm even thinking of renaming it Winston, even, just because I usually nickname the Dustform Lycanroc Winston, because that's usually why I named it in my games, like in Sword, Shield, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, you know what I mean. So I'm even thinking of doing the same in Pokemon Go. I haven't really thought of it yet, but I might just leave it as is for now, but I'm really thinking of changing it to Winston, though, because I'm kind of OCD about that kind of stuff, too, you know. But, yeah, But anyway, coming up is David Kushner, Daylight, and Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now? So stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and yes, coming up at 8:40 a.m. is TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. That was Is It Over Now by Taylor's Version from the Vault by Taylor Swift and David Kushner Daylight. Right here on the Jerky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Let's kick things off with Gazelle Bundchen tears up talking about the Tom Brady divorce and won't discuss Joaquim. Excuse me? She's tearing up talking about Tom after all. Gazelle Bundchen got emotional talking about her ex-husband Tom Brady. Yes, the former football player. And their high-profile divorce. In the same breath, she refused to discuss about her new romance. The supermodel had spoke with Good Morning America anchor Robin Roberts in a new special that aired this week, by the way, which is kind of interesting. And she asked the one question that everyone's been wanting to know. How has she been ending things with TB12 and what her dating life is like now? Gazelle was willing to address the former, but not the latter. And while she responded to the Tom question, she actually teared up, having to turn away from the camera for a bit now. She says she's in the middle of a transition that had to take place, something she notes she never wished for in her marriage with Tom, but which unfortunately became the reality now. But despite the sad ending, Gazelle says she wouldn't change anything, noting that she's grateful for her two kids she shares with her ex, calling them the ultimate blessing in her life. Gazelle goes on to say she's in a new season right now and is embracing it head on. Really. Now, in terms of talking about her new boyfriend, Joaquim Valentin, I can't pronounce that right, so I do apologize. That was apparently off-limits during this interview, sadly. Gazelle has never heard even saying his name, really. It's just Robin noting that Gazelle wanted to keep her personal life private, even though it's clear what's up. Joaquim continues to be seen at Gazelle's pad in Florida, at least. In fact, they were seen leaving her crib on Wednesday, which was yesterday, I believe. And even Tommy was spotted out in about the same day. Interesting. Now, Tom's moved on himself, obviously. He has been dating Arena Shake on and off for the past year, by the way. And while we know he's questioned the timeline of Gazelle and Joaquim getting together, it also seems like he's over it and is just turning the page. It's just like Gazelle says, there's always a new day upon us. Really, there is. I guess. Anyway, on to TMZ Sports. Brittany Mahomes, I fractured my back. Moms, please take care of your pelvic floor. Really? Mahomes is dealing with a significant injury now, but it's not the one who gets tackled by the 300-pound lineman weekly, by the way. No, it's actually Patrick's own wife, Brittany, who revealed this week she's suffering from a fractured back now. The mother of two announced that the diagnosis on her Instagram page on Wednesday, appearing to say not taking care of her body properly following two pregnancies led to the ailment. Just your daily reminder, she wrote in an Instagram story, once you have kids, please take care of your pelvic floor. Seriously. From a girl with a fractured back, she added. But Brittany didn't disclose any further details about the situation, though. But she seems to be handling it well, though, despite the apparent severity of things. But she even joked that vacation with her hubby and their children will make it even better. Brittany welcomed her and Patrick's first child, Sterling, into the world back in February of 2021. And then nearly 2 years later, in November of 2022, She gave birth to the couple's first son, Bronze. Brittany's obviously stayed in amazing shape after beginning the family, and in fact, she got so fit, she was featured in this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. But she did make it clear this week, more focus on her body's minutia could have prevented her current situation now. Oh well. Anyway, let's read one more story. We got exclusive details on Andy Cohen, Torches McSweeney's coat claim, take it back or else. Andy Cohen is firing back at Leah McSweeney's claims about him, but one specific allegation has got him and his lawyers fired up, and they're threatening a lawsuit. Really, they are. The Bravo honcho, who was, along with a network, sued by McSweeney in an explosive lawsuit last week, fired off a letter to Leah through his attorneys, and they make it crystal clear that they believe her allegation of cocaine use against Andy is false and defamatory. His lawyers don't mince words, saying virtually everything she said about Cohen in the lawsuit is baseless and false. But on the cocaine claim, specifically, they write, "We demand that you immediately retract or withdraw all agitations relating to Mr. Cohen's purported cocaine use. If she doesn't, they say they're taking her to court now." Andy's legal team continues then, "To be clear, these agitations are category false. Mr. Cohen never used cocaine with any cast member on any Real Housewives show or with any other Bravo employee either. The absence of any reasonable basis to make such allegations is confirmed by your pleading itself." They then point out there are no details included in her allegation here, which they think points to her not knowing anything concrete, because it's simply not true. Her attorneys say they believe Leah levied this salacious claim against Andy recklessly just to get headlines and potentially a quick payday. That's all, really. And Andy's lawyers end by saying, "The truth matters. Litigation cannot be used to create fake news, and it cannot be used as a vehicle to spread false and malicious lies in furtherance of a shakedown. We demand that you issue an immediate public retraction and apologize to Mr. Cohen now. Every day you fail to do so only increases the damages suffered by Mr. Cohen." And as for how Leah is reacting to this letter, a source close to Leah has been telling TMZ that she's flabbergasted that he wants to keep bringing attention to this in the press, rather than just letting it play out in the court. And also, a source close to Cohen has telling TMZ, "Of course, Andy should defend himself in the public for the truth. Why should she be allowed to spew lies about his character after all, really?" Alright, we are done with TMZ Celebrity News. So there you go. Let's go ahead and put our commercial in really quick while we're at it. Alright, there we go. Music. We're going to play the Kimberly Central C, Jungkook Too Much, and Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. How about that? And then coming up at 9 a.m., we're going to do Pokemon Go, guys, for a change. I'm pretty sure some Pokemon got knocked out. I could be wrong, but we'll find out at 9 a.m., guys. Because I haven't gotten any notifications, but more recently, I don't get notifications from Pokemon Go as far as, getting knocked out of gyms. I mean, I've gotten notifications about Pokemon Go Fest, but as far as your Pokemon has battled hard and has returned to you, this and that, or whatever, I haven't gotten that more recently, so I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, As I said before, coming up is the Kid Roy, Drunk Gluck, and Central Cee Too Much. And then after that is Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, Like It or Lump It from Pokemon X. Don't know why, it just is. I'm pretty sure it is. But I'm not going to check anyway. Anyway, coming up, Kid Roy and Steve Lacy. We'll be right back after this with Pokemon Go. Be right back. Don't go away. Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, Too Much by the Tim Roy, Jungkook, and Central Cee Too Much on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, you guessed it, it's 9 a.m. new hour, and it is now time for Pokemon Go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see if anyone got knocked out. Nope, everyone's still in. They're just low on health, and I did not earn any coins today. Well, someone's going to have to get low on health, so let's just see who suffers today. And whoever suffers will just heal the rest. How about that? Seaport wants a berry. Well, first, let's just wait and see what happens. Okay, you're already fed, so I'm not going to worry about you, because I just checked you were pretty good on health. Chance needs attention. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who cares? Yep, no one got knocked out. But hey, not the end of the world. Someone's gonna have to suffer. But anyway, let's go ahead and feed my wolf Pokemon. Yes, Lycanroc. Do you want to hear his cry, guys? I'm sure you do, guys. I just got started on him. He's a good buddy. I'm hoping to improve on him a lot. So let's go ahead and do that. Sorry if it's so loud, that's just how it's gotta be. I closed my door, so, but hopefully we can still go for this. Yeah, I love that cry, by the way. Brings back a lot of memories. Yes, you have to use the AR to do this. I could do Quick Treat, but just not worth it. Okay, yeah, he's pretty close, but it'll be okay. I'm just gonna feed him. I just don't really have a lot of leg space, guys, just saying. Pet him. Take a picture. Oh, it's Spagrado. Nice. Alright, we'll share the pictures. We'll just save them on our Dropbox here. And upload. This hopefully won't take too long. We can listen to this music while we're waiting. Alright, there we go. Cancel. Get out of that. There we go. Well, we can turn back here. And let's see how good you are. Yep. Happy, happy, happy. Now, let's see if we can catch Spagrado now. Oh, it's a big one, sort of. See if it's happy with this. Darn it. Kind of looked okay, but not really. I got it anyway, that's what matters. Oh boy. Probably gonna be worth nothing now. Yep, nothing. Nada, nada, nada. Oh well, too bad. Anyway, moving on, Wacko. Gotcha. Wacko was caught. Yeah, a lot of candy for this guy, because I need to evolve to its final form if possible. Actually, I think I already have enough candy to evolve to its final form, because I think I have one I could evolve right now. Let me, yeah, 1 star, okay. Bye-bye. One more to go, Smoliv. I guess I'll feed the candy berry. I really wanted to do the other ones, but oh well. Ah, no you don't. Ah! Click! Gotcha! Smoliv was caught. 2 star, but only good thing of it was attack and defense. As far as health is concerned, nada, so bye-bye. Alright. I don't think I have this one, do I? Maybe I can get it. Let's try it. This is an Ultra Ball. Great curveball, nice! I don't know if I ever had this one before. No, I did not. Okay. Alright, claim reward. Okay, what else we got here? The streak is broken? I don't know. Who cares? I don't know. I would hope not. Oh well. Do we change the Old Mill Red? I can't remember. I don't think we did. Maybe that was a while back ago. Who knows? But yeah, let me see the showcase. I want to see when the showcase ends. Okay, ends tomorrow at 8 p.m. Oh, he has such a big Laxley. I have a bigger one too, I'm number 3 at least, that's good. Let's see, City Park, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Let's see what the shop has to offer. Pokemon Go Fest 2024 Global Ticket, what is this? I'm not gonna buy this, it's $15, but, this sounds kind of interesting. I might buy that, but I still have a lot of time to do it, but I might think about it. I'll just have to put more money towards my account. But anyway, we're running low on time, guys. But coming up in the next segment will be Pokemon Sleep. But anyway, let's go ahead and put our commercial in. Where is our one we'll all put in? There it is. Yes, Sand by Ariana Grande is coming up after the commercial break, and then after that we'll do, what we're gonna play, boy. Oh yeah, Olivia Rodrigo Vampire. Here we go. Alright, coming up after commercial break is Ariana Grande, Yes, Sand, Olivia Rodrigo Vampire. And after that, we'll do Pokemon Sleep, guys. So stay tuned, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Call with Pokemon Sleep. We'll be right back. Don't go away. That was Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo and Guest Dan by Ronnie Bronson right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, I don't know if it froze up earlier, but I don't really care. That's why I backed out. But anyway, we're going to play Pokemon Sleep now. I have my Pokeball right here on my computer desk. So it'll be better in range. First, I still have Pokemon Go up. Yes, I do. Let's close out of that so we have a better time playing this. So don't try to mess up the Pokeball. It wasn't connected to Pokemon Go, but it's better safe than sorry. Yep. Alright. Alright, let's do it to it. Start now. Let's hope we get better drowsy power, guys. Alright, I did sleep less. That doesn't really surprise me, though, considering that I did stay up a little bit later than usual, but... oh, well. Looks like all of it was slumbering time. Interesting. Let's see if we get better drowsy power this time. Yep. Looks like we're getting quite a bit this time. We got in the mills at least. That's good. Sleep score went down a little bit though, but that doesn't really surprise me though, because I got less sleep. So, yeah. But anyway, let's go ahead and take a picture of the Pokemon now. We got here, Flop Sleep, known as Bonsly, as the Slumbering. On to next, Bouncy Sleep, which is Igglypuff, Slumbering. On to next one, which is Pseudowood Sleep, which is, believe it or not, yes, Sudowoodo, Slumbering. And last but not least, if I can find him, where are you at? Spacey Sleep. And yes, it is Igglypuff, yeah, again, Slumbering, which is worth 2 stars. That's it. We studied all the gathered Pokemon, so we'll go ahead and click OK. Someone's hungry. Someone's hungry. 2 are hungry. Who to feed? Not you, Bonsly. Nice try. They're both level 5. I'm not sure what we can do. Let's try this guy first. Yep, max friendship points. So yeah, we definitely got a helper that time. Hey, not you, Bonsly. You're not hungry, so we're not focused on you. I think a Poke Biscuit might do a little bit. Eh, sort of. Are you still hungry? It hasn't said anything about you being full yet. Okay, one more, and I'll get 2 Igglypuffs. I don't really need 2 of them, but oh well. But it's always nice to have a lot of helpers on your side when you need them, especially when you can evolve them if necessary. Anyway, let's go ahead and finish now. That's the 2 that are hungry. Yep, you made serious strides in your Pokemon Sleep research, blah blah blah. Keep it up next time. Yes, we'll definitely keep that photo. In fact, that one Igglypuff was hungry, by the way. I think that was the one I gave the bonus biscuit to. It was the one that was Spacey Sleep. He was pretty happy about it. This will put us up to rank 14. Okay. Here's our two new helpers. Level 4 Igglypuff, Nature Modest. Here's the other Igglypuff, which is also level 4 Relax. Alright, back to, okay, sleep score 70, recovered 70%, energy in the box 4, 70 experience gained, and looks like Snorlax is going to be a new level now, for a change, and it's going to be a great one, finally. Because that didn't happen yesterday, but it's going to happen today. Nice. And he enlarged a little bit. That's good. Let me check my... Yeah. Crimea River. I don't really feel like, leaking accounts or whatever. It's just so annoying. Alright. I have room for 6 more ingredients. I really should expand it, but I just don't feel like doing that. Yeah, let's go ahead and make Snorlax some breakfast, guys. How about that? Get cooking now. New recipe. We're just gonna make something ourselves. Go ahead and turn preview on. Here we go. This is gonna be good. Extra tasty, interesting. This might put Snorlax over the top again, it did. Great two. Okay. Now how much ingredient stuff do I have now to fit? 99, yeah. But once again, we're just running low on time. So yeah, that's kind of unfortunate. Well, coincidence. So we'll just have to get out of Pokemon sleep, guys. But you did get to see Snorlax powers on drowsy increase a little bit there. Well, let's just go ahead and claim my sleep points here really quick and we'll get out of here. How about that? Yep, there we go. And let's get out of there. Alright, that was Pokemon sleep, guys. In the final segment, I'm not really sure what we're going to do in the final segment. I guess we'll just do, music news, I guess. Wait, that's not what I want. I don't know what I'm thinking today. I guess in the final segment, we're just going to do music news, guys. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But anyway, yeah. Put this commercial in really quick, guys. I'm sure what I want to put in. I'll just put this one in, I guess. I guess that'll work. I'll put the music in really quick. We'll put in Cannons Loving You, and what else can I put in as far as music is concerned? Trying to think here. Probably stuff in that's how about All My Life featuring J. Cole? How about that? Anyway, coming up is Cannons Loving You, And Lil Durk, All My Life, featuring J. Cole, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Following that, our final segment will be music news, guys. So stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Music news is coming up at 9:40 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was All My Life featuring J. Cole by Lil Durk and Loving You Cannons right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, before we start with music news, I want to give you an update. Someone did get knocked out just now when I was on commercial break on Pokemon Go, and they did give me 50 coins. So what I did earlier was I healed up what I could at the gym, so they'll suffice for another day in the gym, so they can give me another 50 coins tomorrow if possible. If not, oh well, we'll turn it red again today and see what happens. But anyway, on to music news now. We're going to talk about J. Cole, SZA, Nicki Minaj, and more to perform at Dreamville Fest 2024, guys. Dreamville Fest is going to be packed with performances from superstar artists now. Today, on Thursday, March 7th, Dreamville's beloved music festival announced the lineup for this year's event. Dreamville founder J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, SZA, and Chris Brown will headline the two-day festival. Other performers will also include Jeezy, Monica, Schoolboy Q, G.I.D., Raid Samurd, Lil Yachty, Sexy Red, Jeremiah, Key Glock, Earth Gang, Tizo Touchdown, Loot Almond, Mooney Long, and much, much more. Dreamville Fest is set to go down on April 6th and April 7th at Dorothy Dix Park in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tickets are currently on sale now on the festival's official website at DreamvilleFest.com. Fans have known about Nicki Minaj's involvement with the festival since she announced her Pink Friday 2 world tour last year. In her touring schedule, she confirmed her attendance at both Dreamville Fest and Rolling Loud in Los Angeles, and since they are both performing on the same night after all, it is possible that Cole and Minaj might perform the collaboration of Let Me Calm Down for the first time live. And she recently released the extended version of the record on streaming services as well. Interesting. Another standout act fans will be hyped to see is Schoolboy Q now. The TDE rapper recently dropped his 6th studio album called Blue Lips, featuring songs like Foe, featuring Absol and Blue Sides. Q's appearance might mark the first time he'll perform songs from his new album, live at a festival after all. Dreamville Fest will also serve as a warm-up for Chris Brown's upcoming 11 Call 11 tour. His string of shows will begin in June and will continue until August, by the way. Make sure to cop your tickets for Dreamville Fest now while you're at it. Anyway, let's read another story. Let's see what we got here. Carol G gives the update on traumatic emergency plane incident. Carol G's private jet has made an emergency landing in Los Angeles last Thursday on February 29th, by the way, after the pilot has reported smoke in the cockpit. Video footage from ABC7 Eyewitness News has captured the artist running out of the aircraft to hug the loved ones on the tarmac after the traumatic event has unfolded. The Tusa songstress has spoke with Entertainment Tonight at the Billboard Women Music Awards on Wednesday, March 6th, to discuss her latest award, and to share how she's been since the scary incident. "I'm great, thank God. I get new opportunities every day. I am super happy. My family is okay. I am okay, and everything is good. Don't worry. The hitmaker was named Woman of the Year during the awards show. It was mentioned how extremely honored she is to hold the title, but not just for herself, but for women all over the world. She delivered a heartwarming and inspiring speech on the red carpet, draped in a breathtaking gold evening gown. This one feels super different. I am always super grateful for all the things I achieve, but this one especially. It's about the fight, it's about how hard it has been, not just my path, but I think the path of every woman that is right here, right now. So to have like that title that is like a lot of responsibility, but I get it, but I get it. I love to work. I do this with a lot of passion, so I'm enjoying it tonight. I am super happy, I'm super proud. The dazzling Latin pop star is currently on the Latin American leg of her Manana Sarah Bonito tour, and is set to take the stage in Costa Rica on March 9th, by the way. Okay. Sounds good enough. That was Carol G. Anyway, let's read one more story related to music. We got here, Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson engage after 6 years of dating. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin are reportedly engaged after 6 years of dating. While the notoriously private couple have largely kept the relationship out of the spotlight, though, still slightly supporting each other, though, a report from the Mirror has stated that the longtime couple are preparing to say I do after more than half a decade together, really. A source has told the outlet that the Madam Web star and Coldplay frontman has gotten engaged a while ago and have kept the news private, but have started being open about with their circles. They have been besotted with each other from day one, and so taking this next step was inevitable, the source has added. They are in no rush to plan the wedding, but they are just enjoying making their commitment official. This will be Johnson's first marriage and Martin's second. He was married again with Paltrow for 11 years, welcoming two children together, Apple at age 19 and Moses age 17, before they announced their conscious uncoupling in 2014. The divorce was finalized in 2016, and Martin was romantically linked to Johnson starting in 2017 per Page Six. Though many exes have strained relationships, that isn't supposedly the case with Martin and Paltrow. In fact, Johnson and Martin reportedly... No, Winnie! No! Sorry about that. I'll just start over. Though many exes have strained relationships, that isn't the case with Martin and Paltrow. In fact, Johnson and Martin reportedly have the full blessing of Paltrow as well as Apple and Moses. The 50 Shades actress and Goop founder are very good friends after all, and Johnson recently opened up in a recent Bustle interview about being a stepmom after all, saying that she loves Martin's children like my life depends on it, and with all my heart, really. Alright, that's it for music news, guys. Just saying. And then to officially close out the show will be Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. So there you go. But anyway, until next time, hopefully I'll see you on Friday. In fact, I know I'll see you on Friday because I wasn't here last Friday. Because, yeah. And hopefully our hosting provider will let me upload this on Friday because of that little bug they had last time. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, until next time, I hope to see you on Friday, everyone. This Friday, on March 8th. But until next time, see you later, everyone. Bye-bye.